Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it is Carson and Kennedy, and welcome to the podcast for Friday, March 5th, 2021. On the podcast today, we'll get into the Good Vibe Tribe. We're going to find out what everybody is doing for the weekend, including Dylan, who listens to the show, who's getting ready to buy a new house. We have the Judgment Zone, New Music Friday, new music from Bieber. We've got new music from Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, which is awesome. And then producer Dan breaks down everything from the week's shows with the weekly wrap-up, although he's pretty focused on Kennedy and the audiobook that she's reading, especially the dirty parts of it, the dotty pots. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Kennedy is actually out today. Celtics get another win last night. 132 to 125. I've watched the highlights package twice.
It was such a good game.
Yeah, it was a great game.
I actually stayed up for the entire thing because I was like, I got to see how this one plays out. Dan, I don't know if you feel this way, but Kyle Lowry, that plays for the Toronto Raptors, just looks so unathletic to me. And then he comes and plays against the Celtics and just pieces them.
He's so irritating to watch.
He's so irritating
to watch. How is he so good?
It's unreal.
Being that doughy.
He's so doughy.
Yes.
But anyway, the Celtics played great.
Peyton Pritchard. Seriously.
Fast PP and Time Lord. Are you kidding me? The combo we didn't know we needed.
Unbelievable. I read this silly stat because this is what I do. They had the second most efficient shooting night in the history of Brad Stevens.
Wow.
Like, that last night was the most efficient shooting they've had in like a decade. How long has he been coach now? A decade, right? Probably. At least 10 years.
Around like, probably eight or so.
It's just so interesting to me that last week, him and Danny Ainge were about to be fired. And now they're, you know, they're back in it.
Tides are turning.
Yeah, winning helps.
Yeah, yes. You win four games in a row. So All-Star game is Sunday, right?
Yep.
And then Tatum and Brown are both in the three-point contest, I think is what I read. So is it in Atlanta? Is that where the All-Star game is
happening? Jaylen Brown's hometown.
Yep.
And what time is the game? Is it during the day or is it at night?
It's usually like 8-ish.
I thought so. And then the skills competition is a little bit before.
Right, right. So anyway. All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing.
Nah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
And if you know somebody that we should spotlight in the Good Vibe Tribe, they're doing something cool in the community, drops a text at 617-931-1234. So there's a restaurant owner in California has raised $375,000 to hand out to more than 400 restaurant workers who have been struggling. He started a GoFundMe page a while back. He's also been selling burgers and then letting people pay what they want. And he says the average burger is selling for $30.
Wow.
You know, people just like, hey, pay whatever you want to pay.
Right.
We did that. Remember when we did the lunch? We delivered it to people and we're like, hey, just, you know, if you want to buy one lunch or two lunch or three lunch, whatever you want to do. A fishing boat caught fire and sank off the coast of Thailand, and all eight crew members made it off safely, but a 23-year-old sailor realized they'd left four kittens on board. So he dove back into the water, climbed onto the ship as it was going under, saved all of them. There's a photo of him swimming with one of the kittens riding on his back.
Stop.
I'd probably jump in for kittens before people.
Definitely.
That's your Tinder profile. Here's me saving kittens. I'm husband material.
So good.
Let's see. Here's a great pay it forward story. Someone in Waco, Texas recently gave a homeless woman $100. Well, the homeless woman gave $20 to a random 9-year-old girl when she found out it was her birthday. So the girl took the $20, got another $130 in donations from friends and family, and threw a pizza party for the homeless in the area, and around 40 people got fed.
It's amazing.
The Pittsburgh Penguins had their first game with fans since the pandemic started. Did you see what happened, what they did?
No.
They're catching heat from their fans, and for a very good reason. So they posted some stuff on social media, right? But they photoshopped masks on some of the people that were in attendance. So I guess a lot of people were hanging out not wearing masks.
Right.
And so they photoshopped them onto the photos.
Sneaky, sneaky.
An inventor in the Netherlands created a new COVID test that also might let you get your pandemic frustrations out. You go into a booth, you yell, you scream, and then they analyze your droplets. Men are more worried than women about getting COVID now. According to a survey, men are also more likely than women to say they've kept up on the hardcore hand washing that they weren't doing before the pandemic happened.
That's the funniest thing to come out of all of this, is men are finally washing their hands.
Are you still counting to 20 seconds, though?
No.
Come on. People did that for like a week and a half.
Yeah.
I do wash my hands more now, though.
Yeah.
I do notice it, that I'm washing them a lot more. And nine great apes at the San Diego Zoo just became the first primates, other than humans, to get the COVID vaccine.
Why are we vaccinating apes before people?
Please vaccinate human beings. That'd be great.
I don't know.
We are their stewards, Dan.
It's going to be Planet of the Apes, I'm telling you. Something's going to happen.
This is how the uprising starts.
Yes.
They're vaccinated. They're mobilized.
Honestly.
Right. And they have their robot dogs. Dan, what do we have for Good Vibe Tribe audio?
So there's a small town in Pennsylvania, and the town is so small that it actually only has one UPS driver to deliver the packages. And while everyone's been stuck in their house, he's kind of been their lifeline for the last year. So they wanted to thank him. So they all waited at his last stop of the day and did this.
Thanks, guys. I don't know what to say now. You got me choked up.
You don't have to say anything. You've taken care of us for almost a full year now. We just wanted to say thank you.
Well, thank you. You guys are really good to me. So.
Well, the community want to say thank you. So they got together and we raised over $1,000. More in the cars, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. What else to say?
So they big party and gave him $1,000?
That's it.
I love that.
Oh, that is awesome. Thanks,
Dan. Be nice to your delivery drivers.
Yes.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Excuse me. Kennedy is out today, and I always love to start our show on Friday by just being like a completely nosy human being.
Yep.
Right.
And find out what you're going to be doing for the next 48 hours, because then you're not going to be in my sight.
Let's call Kennedy and see what she's doing this weekend. Yeah. I know you're not feeling good, but we're curious.
But let's chat.
Well, instead, I'm going to bring in Dylan. Good morning, Dylan. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Listen to what Dylan's doing right now for the weekend. Go tell everybody what you're going to do.
I am going to close on my first home today.
That is so exciting, Dylan.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Was it hard to buy a house during the pandemic? We bought a place down on the Cape. We're in the process of fixing up, and it was so hard. Everybody and their mother is like trying to buy a house right now.
Honestly, I don't know where everyone's coming from, but this was the hardest thing ever. Every place we looked at for months and months, it was like the first weekend it was sold.
Yep.
Someone came in $100,000 above asking, all cash. Right. Like there was just no way to
waiving compete. Inspection fee, inspections.
Exactly.
Like all of it. It has been like a fight out there to try and buy a house right now.
Dylan, do you feel like you were educated about the home buying process, or do you think you really learned as you went through? Because I feel like that's so many people. The first time you do it, you're like, wow, I had no idea what any of this means.
Right. I mean, kind of both. I took a first time home buyers class prior to the whole process, because
right.
I wanted to learn a bit more about the process. But to be honest, I feel like with anything, I really learned through the process. There are so many things that come up that you don't even realize could potentially come up, and there's no way that the classes could teach you about it.
Right.
So a little bit of both, I would say.
Do you feel like a more adulty adult now that you own a home, like a real adult? Did I break her?
Yeah, I think so. Dylan, are you still there? You know, one of the things that I think we lost her. Well, that's anyway. That's exciting. One of the things I've noticed is since we bought the house down there, that I still go on Zillow and look around.
Yeah.
Like some FOMO. Like, I think I got a good deal, but did I miss out on other good deals?
Right.
That's just torturing yourself.
Oh, it is.
You're like, well, should we like trade? Like, no, I'm pouring hours and hours into this house, so we're not doing that.
So what are you doing this weekend, Annie?
I think I'm going to lay low this weekend. I have been working a second job. I started nannying for this family, which is awesome. The baby's 6 months. She's so cute. Or right. 7 months now. But I just feel like I'm like getting kind of burnt out. Like it's just one of those.
Sure.
It just catches up to you. Right. So I think I'm going to lay low. Last weekend was a big weekend.
Right.
Just a big boozing weekend. So.
Still hungover from last weekend.
Honestly, so I think some people are, Dan. It was scary.
I think I got Dylan back. Dylan, I want to know where the house is. We lost her again. No chance.
She's like, I don't want to talk to you guys
I'm just
anymore.
Trying to buy a house. Forget it. Let it go. Yeah, I'm going to try and finish up the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
So we're eight. Barrett and I are 8 movies in. We have 12 movies left.
You think you can do 12 in a weekend?
I'm going to try.
Carson.
I'm going to try.
Please make sure you're getting up and walking around. Circulation is important. Please, maybe wear compression socks. Like, I'm just getting kind of worried about
Like lunges?
Yeah. Yes.
That, and I told you guys I was buying a record player, and it showed up last night. We had a little dance party with the house with my wife's record. My wife has a bunch of her records.
Yeah.
She has her original, like, Whitney Houston record, her original Michael Jackson record from the 80s.
I love it.
Yeah, but I really don't have any, so I'm going to hit a record store, I think, this weekend so I can get some records. How about you, Dan? What are you doing this weekend?
I have absolutely nothing planned.
Love that.
Not a thing. My girlfriend's going to come up, and I'm probably going to sit around and read because I'm a... Really,
you're a reader now.
I'm a real exciting guy.
What book do you think you're going to do this weekend?
Kennedy's favorite book. I forget what it's called.
Me too, but I feel
Finding Charlie or...
Missing Charlie?
Missing Charlie, yes.
A Fairy Tale Romance? I just got my book in the mail. Do you want to borrow it?
I'm waiting for the audiobook.
Yes. Yeah, I think we all are.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Hey, just a heads up, on Monday's show, International Women's Day, K&K's Women's Show is back. What did we call it last year? I feel like we had a particular name for it.
K&K's Women's Day.
Thank you, Producer Dan. That's why you're Producer Dan. So we're going to have all female artists playing on the show on Monday. Kennedy and Annie did a Zoom interview with Elle King.
It's a lot of girl power in one room.
Yes, it is.
So we're going to play that interview back on Monday morning. And then we're also going to talk to a woman. She's the head brewmaster for the Sam Adams Tap Room here in Boston.
Incredible.
Yeah, they're releasing a new beer on Monday, a female ale. Where the ale is... I think it's really cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah, so we're going to we'll talk to her on Monday's show as well. Kennedy is out today. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. So if you haven't heard, longtime friends Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian are now dating. And Travis was on the Drew Barrymore show yesterday, and he opened up about the new relationship. So the conversation starts. Drew is saying, you know, I'm recently dating again. I need to ask your advice. Do you think it's better to date people with kids, without kids? Do you really think it matters? And this is what he had to say.
So I've done both. Up until now, like, I would date girls that didn't have kids, and I find it kind of hard because I think they would have trouble understanding, like, well, why don't you want to go to dinner every night with me, or why don't you want to see me every night? And now I'm spending time with a woman who's like a great mom, who's like a great friend, and you don't have to worry about any of those things. It just comes natural. It's like a maturity thing.
He talked a lot about how he loves, in the beginning of a relationship, he cherishes missing somebody. And I think when you have kids, obviously your priorities are so different. You're not going to dinner every night. You're not spending all this time. And he's like, it's important to miss each other so that when you come together, you know, you have things to talk about. You have things to share.
It's interesting because, you know, obviously when I met Lana, she didn't have kids and I had the twins. And one of the last girls I went out on a date with before Lana, she has twins.
Right.
Also. And it's a completely different thing when you're dating somebody that has kids or doesn't have kids,
because
they kind of understand some of the things that are going on in your life.
Well, I'm sure the conversations too, you're like, you know, I had to do this with Courtney today or blah, blah, blah. You know?
I just tried to dump Lana and she wouldn't leave me alone.
That's a true story. I watched that video with Travis Barker this morning, and I knew he had a lot of tattoos.
His whole head.
His entire head is tattooed. Yeah. It's like it's he has unreal. Hair. Yes.
Like, I need to know if him or Posty has more tattoos.
You think it's not even close.
You think it's Travis?
Yes.
I don't think there's an inch of his body that doesn't have.
Like,
it's insane.
I wonder what happens if you have, like, such a love for tattoos and then you run out of canvas.
You just start over. You go over stuff you did. Yeah. Yeah,
like the bottom of your feet, something like that.
Yeah, some of those places on his body. There's a guy that Tom McDonald, this rapper, and he has his eyelids done.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No.
Yeah, how do you do that?
Don't know. So Rachel Lindsay was on Extra TV last night, and she responded to Chris Harrison's apology on Good Morning America. So Kennedy was talking about this yesterday. He was on Good Morning America with Michael Strahan, and he made this apology. We had some thoughts about it. But Rachel Lindsay said that she forgives him, and she explains why that's important.
As for the overall apology, do you accept it?
I do accept the apology, Billy, and I think it's important for me to say that because I haven't really talked about, you know, Chris and the statement because I'm not trying to make this a Chris versus Rachel. But the fact that, once again, you know, this isn't the first time he's apologized to me. He apologized again on GMA today, and I do accept that, and I think it's important for me to say that because we need to move forward.
And she goes on to say that this is bigger than The Bachelor, that, you know, last year, 2020, we all really started to realize, wow, we need to have these conversations. We need to learn and unlearn. Mm-hmm. And whether it's an uncomfortable conversation or just being educated, she was just saying that's what needs to come out of this situation with her and Chris, or not even them specifically, but just the greater mm-hmm. people. You know, it's right. not just about the reality show. Mm-hmm. It's more what he did that's not okay. But mm-hmm. I just think the fact that she's so big enough to be like, I accept your apology, I need to move on.
Mm-hmm. I went into Annie yesterday after the show, after hearing the apology and kind of paying attention, but half paying attention to some of this stuff. And I was just trying to understand kind of what her point of view was, because she said she felt like he was talking at her, not to her.
Right.
And as you kind of explained to me, you know, he was trying to, you know, make his comments while talking to her, but being completely devoid of the realization that she is a black woman. And you're not just talking about other people that have been through this. The person sitting across from you is dealing with this every single day of their life.
Exactly. She was saying his white privilege was on display because he's telling her how she should feel about an antebellum party. And Rachel Lindsay is trying to explain to Chris, where would my place be at that party?
Right. And he wasn't hearing. Wasn't hearing who she was as a person.
Exactly.
He was just treating her like it was somebody doing an interview.
Exactly.
Right.
So I just have so much respect for her, and I hope moving forward people stop giving her, you know, so much hate and death threats.
Do you think he should lose the job?
I don't want anyone to lose their job. I'm not about that. I'm really not. I don't. The whole franchise needs an upheaval. Mm-hmm. Things need to happen. I'm not sure what that is. Mm-hmm. I think that it finally casting a black bachelor, we're moving in the right direction. But like I've said before, The Bachelor's still living in 2001. We need to change with the times. And Aaron Rodgers, is he going to be a dad?
What?
So in a recent interview, he opened up about how getting engaged to Shailene Woodley was by far the highlight of the year. And that was a huge surprise to all of us because no one had any idea.
Well, he did it so casually.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I won MVP. Also, I got engaged.
Big year.
Big year for me. And he also said how eager he is for fatherhood. So he said the next great challenge, I think, will be being a father. He said that, you know, all of his close friends now from high school and college are kids and they have their families.
Right.
And he said he's just been thinking so much about fatherhood and how the idea of becoming a parent, maybe not in the immediate future, but he's definitely looking forward to it and just how fun of a challenge it's going to be.
So she's not pregnant.
She's not pregnant.
Oh.
But I think it's, you can see the wheels start turning in his head. I feel like it's going to be a quick engagement, quick wedding, babies are coming.
Mm-hmm. He's 37 years old.
Yeah.
That's a good age to have a kid.
And I think when all of your surrounding peers are in that space, you naturally want to have that too, you know?
Right.
So I'm excited. I like them as a couple. I think it's just so random, but I really do. Coming up at 7:30, we're going to talk about Meghan and Harry versus the Queen and the Firm. It is getting so messy.
Cage match. Hell in a Cell.
Dan, it is getting...
This is unbelievable.
This is
story.
A page out of Carson's book.
We talked about, would they do something like this a week or two ago? And
it's
now
unreal.
They are actually
unreal.
Doing it. It's unbelievable.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Back in my day... Back in my day, we used to go to the record store. We got a record player yesterday, and we were putting the record on the turntable, and I had Barrett's like, hey, can you fast forward to the next song? And I'm like, well, yeah, walk over there, lift up the needle, don't break anything, don't let it scratch.
He's like, huh?
And then lower the needle where you want it to play. He's like, yeah, but how do you find the beginning of the song? I'm like, aha. Yes.
That's actually a good question. I have no idea.
Yes. Listen, it's a skill. It's an acquired skill. We love music on this show, and we love new music, and we love to get really judgy about it. Welcome to the Judgment Zone.
You are entering Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone. Friday morning means new music in need of judgment. Will Carson love it? Will Kennedy hate it? Will Dan dismiss it? Will Annie be here for it? Let's find out and enter into Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone.
Kennedy is actually out today. We have new music from Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak. They go by the name Silk Sonic. We'll have that in just a minute. But we're going to start first with Thomas Rhett. So I guess he's been working overtime during the pandemic, writing, recording. He announced he's going to drop a double album. The first side of the album will be here on April 30th featuring this song. It's called Growing Up. Oh, what a great line.
Just love him.
Just a little less Jack in my cup. Still going to be some Jack there. Just a little less.
At like my kids' little league game now.
Right. That's cool. A double album. We're getting a lot of those right now.
And he is just has such a gift with songwriting. I think every song is just so meaningful to him. I think he's great.
Okay, Kings of Leon. Everybody remember Kings of Leon?
Yeah. It's a great song.
They had a huge hit with that, with
Use Somebody
was another one. So Nashville's Finest Rockers are back with their eighth studio album, When You See Yourself, along with this new song, Stormy Weather. This album is also special because it is the first time a band is releasing an album as an NFT. Carson, what is an NFT? Well, let me tell you. It is a non-fungible token. And you're like, okay, what's a non-fungible token? Think cryptocurrency.
Yes.
Think Bitcoin. So what's going to happen is they're only selling X amount of these albums digitally. There are different levels of them at different prices.
Yep.
And each of the albums comes with different things. There's video packages. There's artwork. One of them, the higher tiered one, gets you front row tickets for all of their concerts.
For life.
For life.
Which is incredible.
Right. And they're only going to sell X amount of these
right.
online. So, and they're the first band to do this. It's really quite interesting to me. So this is brand new from Kings of Leon. This is called Stormy Weather. Can't tell if that's the copy of it that's not that great.
No,
the quality or
no,
is
that's
that?
It's bad.
Yeah, save your Bitcoin on that one. Don't buy that.
And it makes me sad because I love Kings of Leon and the band. It was so good, that single right. that we played a couple weeks ago. This just, I'm like, I can't understand you.
Turn your vocals up.
Yes.
Yeah, something was weird there. I just thought it was a bad copy.
No, it was just a bad song.
Yeah.
No. All right, let's get to it. Are you ready?
Yes.
Hey, I'm Bruno Mars
and I'm Anderson .Paak
and we're Silk Sonic.
And this is our new song, Leave the Door Open.
Yes, they dropped that to me on their voice memo.
Yes, app. They did.
That was nice of them to do that for us. So Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, it's called Leave the Door Open. It is the first single from Silk Sonic. Still no word on when the duo will drop the album with special guest Bootsy Collins, but at least we get a little taste of this groovy lounge vibe. Are you ready for it, Annie?
Yes!
Ooh, you're so sweet, so
Remember how we were talking there's going to be a baby boom at the end of the pandemic?
Yeah.
That's the song.
This whole song is a vibe.
If you're not body rolling in your car, what?
I'm going to be in my kitchen in a silk bathrobe trying to seduce my girlfriend in
this
song.
Yes, you are. A Versace bathrobe.
It's just popular music nowadays sounds so cookie cutter.
Right.
And that just harkens back to a more unique sound. And I just love
70s
it.
70s lounge. Like, oh, I just need to be there.
That's the best song we played in the Judgment Zone in a while, in my opinion.
Silk Sonic. So that is Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak's Leave the Door Open. Last one up this morning in the Judgment Zone is Justin Bieber. He is back with another new song filled with uplifting lyrics. This single will be featured on his upcoming album, Justice, that is set to debut on March 19th. So that's next Friday? Is that
right? 2 weeks.
2 weeks from now. So here it is, Justin Bieber. This is called Hold On.
Painting stars up on your ceiling because you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, you know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold.
His voice is so good. Those lyrics to me, it feels very like Disney Channel movie. Mm. I don't know. I don't know what it is. It just feels like preachy to me.
Oh,
it was devoid of anything to me. Like I got done listening to it and I was like, I could never hear that song again.
And not care.
And not even care.
Right.
But that song we played the other day from him, what was that one?
Anyone. It's a beautiful song. I know.
That song, Anyone, is amazing.
I thought that song was okay, but it's unfair to make it follow that Silk Sonic song.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that what's happening?
Everything's going to sound like trash after that song.
You're right. You're right.
From the 774, Oh My God, I Love Bruno Mars Again. And from the 860, Leave the Door Open, I'm Coming Through.
Oh, let's go.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Carson, you were right. It is getting so messy between Meghan and Harry and the Queen and the Firm. I'm only going to use the Firm from now on because I think that's the greatest thing of all time.
I do like that.
So as Kennedy has been telling us for the past couple weeks, of course, Meghan and Harry's sit-down interview with Oprah airs this Sunday night at 8 p.m., and there's no question off limits. It really seems like Meghan is, she's not holding anything back anymore. She's not scared. She's like, I can't lose anything else. All the bullying allegations that came out yesterday, it just seems like everything is getting so heated. But that is not it. So a few weeks ago, we were talking about how the Queen is also sitting down for a televised interview Sunday night, and it was slotted to premiere just before Meghan and Harry's.
Right.
Well, well, well. Queenie has taken a page out of your book, Carson, and the interview has been extended by 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Meaning,
Carson, level petty.
Meaning it will now cut into Meghan and Harry's interview. This is the most wild, cowardly move I have heard.
She said, oh, you thought you were the headliner?
You thought.
Let me fix my crown, my literal crown.
I love that she's 97,000 years old.
Yeah, not some Oprah special.
Yeah, she's that's cute.
She might be the queen of television. I am the queen.
It's amazing you can still be petty at like 95.
That's what I mean. And like, it's your grandchild, Queen.
She is tough, man.
This is ugly. Like, this is a knockdown, dragout fight. This is going to get bad.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm really interested to see. I know we're just getting like little teasers of the interview, but I'm really interested to see.
I just want the crown to continue on. I don't want the seasons to finish. I want them to finish up with this next season of Diana.
Right.
And then I want them to move on to the next two or three seasons can be all about this.
Do Meghan and Harry have to authorize that, or it doesn't matter because it's fictional? Quote,
no,
unquote.
It doesn't matter.
And
it's loosely based on the facts. But I guess, you know, Kennedy had said that part of the Meghan and Harry deal on
Netflix
was that they wouldn't be looped into a Crown series.
I wonder if Netflix will back up the bus on that one. I'm really interested to see the interview.
Yeah, or if some other network buys The Crown and then they do it. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, that's true. Like a Hulu or something.
Yeah, because The Crown wasn't produced by Netflix, was it?
I'm not sure. I think it is a Netflix original.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh,
so I'm excited to see Monday morning. Kennedy will tell us all about it. It's getting messy.
So they're moving it up a half hour is what they're doing?
They're extending it 30 minutes. So it's going to cut into the first part of Meghan and Harry's. Yeah.
The frilly, lacy white gloves are coming up.
Yes, they are, Daniel.
Can I get a picture-in-picture of both of them at the same time?
No, you need to. Right. You just like split-screen, like SportsCenter. Like, yes, this is what has to happen. Yes, absolutely.
You think she's going to throw shade in her old lady voice, passive-aggressively?
Absolutely. She's the most passive-aggressive of them all.
That's wild.
Oh, this is going to be a bad
There can only be one.
Yeah. There can only be one Highlander. So let's move on to Zaya Wade. So if you don't know who Zaya Wade is, she is the daughter of NBA star Dwayne Wade, and Gabrielle Union is her stepmom. And she's been a huge proponent of the LGBTQ community. She came out as transgender last year and has been talking about her experience. I believe she's 13 years old now. She's incredible. And she actually just sat down with former First Lady Michelle Obama for an Instagram Q&A. And she asked Michelle if she had any advice for teenagers.
What advice do you have for teens who want to be themselves and thrive like you have and currently are?
Well, like you have and currently are. It does take time to know what yourself is, you know, for young people. So my first piece of advice is be patient with yourself. At your age, you're going to be experimenting with so many versions of yourself, right? This is the period of exploration, right? And sometimes we put too much pressure on teenagers to know who you're going to be. Like, what do you want to be when you grow up? Right. That's what I write. It was a question that I hated. It's like, how am I supposed to? I'm 13. I'm 12. You're not supposed to know yet.
I didn't know until I was 30.
Yeah.
Right.
She's so well spoken.
She's unbelievable. It was a really, really amazing conversation. I think if you have a moment today and if you have teenagers and you're dealing with all of this, it's a really good conversation. Yeah. Zaya Wade is going to be.
I watched some of it. Yeah. And she was so composed in front of Michelle freaking Obama.
She's like, you're my idol. You're my idol. I don't know what to say.
Sounds like the school she probably went to in Florida is different than the schools I went to in Florida.
I'm going
to
say, yeah.
Yeah, she was on the other side of the train track.
Yeah, a little bit. And Miley Cyrus, of course, dropped a banger of a song with Dua Lipa called Prisoner. But imagine if it was with Shawn Mendes instead.
What?
Here's what that would have sounded
like.
No.
Is this really what this is?
So someone on Twitter released that demo. It got leaked somehow. They already took it all down. But imagine if that was Sean instead of Dua. I'm interested to see how the music video would have played out, all of that stuff.
That's kind of cool.
I know. And also, Miley just signed with Columbia Records after spending 7 years with RCA. So she's joining huge names at Columbia like Adele, Harry Styles, Bruce Springsteen. And now my heart can only hope for a Miley Cyrus, Harry Styles collab. I think that would just be top-notch stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
All right, coming up.
Her sister, too, I think, is Noah as well, right? With
Columbia, yep. Which is just great. I'm happy for her.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
What a week on the show. What a week on the show.
Yes.
We had some things.
And some stuff.
And also some other things. And some other stuff.
Big stuff.
Like what, Dan?
Well, unfortunately, Kennedy is not here, but I did a deep dive on her audiobook and reading the sex chapters live on the air, which was the most uncomfortable experience she's ever had.
I love that.
And that's the whole thing.
Oh, the entire thing is that?
We're going to get deep into it.
And now, the weekly wrap-up with producer Dan. Everything you missed from the week by the premier MC in Boston, spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real from the front to the back.
Burr, 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 burr. Shikaka. What up, Boston?
What up, Dan?
It's your boy, producer Dan, Mr. Melts in your mouth and not in your hands, a.k.a. Lil Gravy Boat, a.k.a. Thugs Bunny,
tell him,
a.k.a. the Towny Tupac Bop Bop. DJ, drop that wrap up. It's the weekly wrap, exercising your mental. I just take the week, sketch it out with a pencil and stencil till the whole world I create. Every single week, 8:15, don't be late. Or in the 9 when we run it back, running laps. Got your kids in the back seat doing jumping jacks. Been doing this forever, nothing can surprise him. Till Kennedy had all our blood pressures rising. Her sister wrote a book pursuing her dreams. Kennedy helped, did the narration like a queen, but she's holding out on us. Here's what I mean, it's a romance novel, right? Where's all the steamy scenes? I'm talking about up close with that mouth to mouth. You're reading the audiobook, you had to talk it out. She said, fine, I'll show you everywhere. I faltered. Earmuffs, children. This might get awkward. Here we go. Lights low in the studio. You could hear a pin drop now in case you ain't know. Is it really that sexy? What you mean?
My fingers are thick and clumsy as I undo the buttons of his jeans.
Okay. Wow. Holy cow.
We can do whatever you want, he breathes. Bed, I say. Now.
Dang, how far does this go, man? I don't know.
He slips away from me, backing up to the edge of the bed to kiss my toes.
Okay, I'm impressed. So what happens next?
He up my leg. Then he
whoa. Your sister's writing, really is the bomb. Kennedy's nervous, sitting here, head up in her palm. Reading sex scenes with your coworkers is hard, pretty sure. We're breaking all the rules here with HR. Your artistic rendition was spot on. Haven't had a lot of recent moments to draw on. I needed cigarettes after you were done. How you narrating sex scenes, but you're not getting none? Making people stir just with your speech. I guess those who can't do, teach. Overall, just to sum it, that's like judging hot dog eating competitions on an empty stomach. If you want to hear it, unbleep, give it a chance. Missing Charlie, a fairy tale romance. Quick plug for my girl, Jess Hardy. Do these other novels stack up? Hardly. That's it. Book's out now, guys. You ain't doing nothing. Sitting in your home office listening to me. Go on Amazon. You got time. Missing Charlie, a fairy tale romance. Check it out. I'm out, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Let's go, Dan. Body bag for my poor kid.
Kill shot. Oh, the second half of that verse, Dan.
Yeah. Unreal.
I ran it by her to make sure it was cool.
She's like, we good, baby?
I was like, I'm throwing some shots. You good?
If you ever missed the weekly wrap-up with producer Dan, we do it every Friday at about this time. We also put it up at our podcast, which you can get. Just go to carsonandkennedy.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.